At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration recently awarded a $500,000 CARES Act Recovery Assistance Grant to the County of Tuolumne to help create a guiding document on the development of broadband in the five-county Central Sierra region. Now, the grant will fund the Broadband Roadmap Project, which will guide the development of broadband in Calaveras, Amador, Alpine, Mariposa, and Tuolumne counties by addressing current access, policies to help guide counties on a day-to-day basis, and opportunities to reduce barriers for current internet service providers to build out infrastructure in our region. The project has received a vote of approval from both the Amador and Calaveras County Board of Supervisors and the Amador County Chamber of Commerce. Currently, more than 14,000 households in our region do not have access to broadband internet services. Well, earlier this month, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit served search warrants at two unrelated illegal marijuana cultivation sites in Calaveras County. On the 8th, a search warrant for illegal marijuana was served on Milton Road in Jenny Lind. Deputies seized 1,246 growing marijuana plants and over 53 pounds of processed marijuana. The combined estimated value of the seized marijuana exceeds $909,000. The marijuana plants were being cultivated in four large hoop house structures on the property. Two suspects were issued citations on charges of possession of marijuana in excess of legal amounts, marijuana cultivation, possession of marijuana for sale, and conspiracy to commit crime. Then on April 15th, an unrelated search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation was served off Esmeralda Road in Murphy's. This eradication is the fifth search warrant to be served at this location since 2017. Deputies seized 810 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding over $560,000. No suspects were contacted at the scene, and the investigation is ongoing. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the anonymous marijuana tip line, 754-6870. And a three-car accident at the intersection of Highway 49 and Highway 12 sent a Pioneer man to a Modesto hospital with major injuries. According to the CHP, Tuesday afternoon around 3:15, Narciso Sanchez was driving northbound on Highway 49, north of Highway 12, approaching a vehicle driven by Brian Bowman of Modesto. Due to unknown reasons, Sanchez allowed his vehicle to drift over the solid double yellow lines into the southbound lane into the direct path of Bowman. As a result, the two collided head-on. After the initial collision, Bowman continued out of control and collided with Linda Henson of San Andreas, stopped in a driveway along Highway 49. All vehicles ended up blocking the roadway and driveway. All the parties involved were transported by air or ground ambulance to various hospitals outside of Calaveras County for treatment. Alcohol and or drugs do not appear to be a factor in this traffic collision. Well, Columbia College students will have more access to the campus next month. In a press release yesterday, college officials say they will be monitoring the situation while carefully planning a safe return to in-person services. A partial campus reopening has been slated for May 3rd due to Tuolumne County reaching the orange tier in the state's blueprint for a safer economy during the COVID pandemic. The college is offering in-person classes on campus with building access limited to only faculty, staff, students, and prospective students. Now, coronavirus protocols like wearing face masks and completing campus COVID-19 screening before entering buildings will be required. And the Amador Master Gardeners invite the public to their annual plant sale this Saturday from 9 to 3 and Sunday from 9 to noon. This year, the sale will be held at the Accra Community Garden on Jackson Gate Road. Shoppers are invited to make a reservation or walk in for the sale. There may be a wait. masks and 6-foot social distancing required. Cash, check, Visa, and MasterCard accepted. Visit the Amador Master Gardener website to make a reservation or for a list of plants in the sale. There are limited quantities of all your favorite spring and summer vegetables, herbs, and more. All proceeds benefit the Master Gardeners of Amador County. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.